Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Life is funny.
Oh, yeah, it's hysterical.
If at 18 years old, you'd tell me in 2025, you are going to have two women fighting over your time and attention,
yep,
I'd be like, hell yeah, this is going to be awesome.
Come on.
High five. When those two women end up being your wife and daughter, much less of a fun situation.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be honest.
Whatever.
No matter what I do here, I am going to make someone very upset.
Yeah.
And when I do, despite their age difference, they are going to do the exact same thing to try and make my life miserable. You're hanging out in the break room, watch just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So come back with me.
Yeah, where are we going?
About 2 months ago.
Yeah.
My brother and I realized that the Bills were playing the week of Christmas, well, that's Sunday, so they're going to be in Cleveland next weekend on Sunday for a very important game now, it turns out.
Sure.
And, you know, Cleveland is a 3.5-4-hour drive away. We looked at the tickets just for the S's and G's of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So tickets to this Cleveland-Bills game next Sunday are unbelievably inexpensive.
Dirt cheap.
You got it. And we started thinking, like, hey, why don't we go to the game? So I brought it up to my wife, and she goes, you know what, that might be fun. Why don't we all go?
Catch an extra Bills game.
You got it. So,
the family affair.
We checked the schedule for my daughter's hockey team.
Yeah.
Look at that. No games on Saturday or Sunday. Everything is lined up.
Oh, nice.
So, we booked this trip. Hotel, we buy the tickets. We're going to drive me, my brother, my wife, his wife, and then Ryan and I's childhood friend and his fiance are coming up from New York City. They're going to meet us in Cleveland.
Oh, man. Look, it's going to be a party.
I am over the moon excited about
this road trip.
I cannot wait. So the plan was we were going to leave the house at like 9 o'clock. My mom is going to watch like all of our kids right at my brother's house, and we are free until getting back here on Monday.
Nice break.
You got it. And then tragedy struck.
What happened? Oh, what?
Everything is paid for.
Yeah.
My wife has jammed Saturday with fun activities in Cleveland. So everything, every moment is accounted for because you know how wives do. And then last week, my daughter's hockey team added a game.
Added one game.
It is 11 o'clock in the morning, and it is in Buffalo.
Why?
And
one game?
One game, and it's an important game.
Is it a tournament?
No, it's a game. It's what's called a state qualifier game. It's very important to the kids. It's
you qualify.
Exactly.
Oh, they just threw that in there. Yeah, I got a state qualifier game coming up.
Yeah, isn't that fun?
Forgot about that.
Isn't that fun thing that happened for everybody?
So what do you do?
All right, so here's what I'm thinking. I go, well, look, it's not ideal, but we kind of lucked out here. It's on the way to Buffalo, right?
Yeah. But you are going to lose time getting to Cleveland.
So I hadn't thought about
some Cleveland activities.
My plan was, my brother, my sister-in-law, and my wife, we'll all go to Stella's game. Mm-hmm. We'll get done by like 2 o'clock. We'll head on out to Cleveland. We're there by dinner time. We're golden.
Yeah, but your wife had all these fun activities planned to doing when you get there.
Yeah.
Which would mean you have to drive to Columbus.
So my wife says we need to be there by 2.
two. You
and
can't
she,
do it.
And she goes, you'll be asking Ryan and his wife to watch a hockey game, and I don't know if they want to.
That would be tough.
So my wife says,
yeah,
just ask Stella, my daughter, if she even wants us to be there.
Oh.
All right. Now, here's the thing.
Well, I mean, you don't have to be there. You go to all the games.
All right, yeah. So that's just it. If you listen to the show on a regular basis, yeah. I do go.
Everything.
I make it a point to be at every game. But, like, I want to be at every game, and I also want my daughter to know that I love her and I support her and that she is
important.
I
think you've proven the point.
Okay, so to that point, week and a half ago, my wife, my daughter, Zuh, are in the kitchen, and I go, Stella, and I explain the situation, and I go, do you want us at this game on Saturday? And she says, and I quote, I don't even care.
Okay. All right. So So the window's open. Okay.
That's about the expected answer from a teenager, right?
But the way she said it, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Absolutely cares.
Oh.
All right.
100%. See,
that's great that she wants you there. Because I honestly, as a teenager, did not care.
Okay. Here's the problem with that. My wife, ignoring tone, hears I don't care and pounces. And she goes, see, she doesn't care. We're good.
Yeah.
We're good to go.
She
we
said
are
it.
Good to
she
go.
Said yep. it.
And now it is my call.
Yeah.
All right.
So here's the problem.
What's the problem?
If we stay for the hockey game, my wife is going to miss the things that she planned.
Right.
And that is going to be my fault because I made the decision. And we are going to start this trip to Cleveland off on the wrong foot.
On a sour note.
You got it. If I drop my daughter off and we keep going to Cleveland without watching her game, my daughter, who is 15, will use this as ammunition for the next 6 to 12 months with every argument we get in. And what is super cruel here to me,
what's that?
On a selfish level, my wife and my daughter at 15 have become the same person.
Okay.
In arguments, they have begun to attack me
the
same way.
So the DNA is starting to age the same way.
Tommy, they're like honey badgers, and they have learned where the weak points are, and they do the exact same thing. So either my wife is going to make my life harder on this fun trip to Cleveland, or a smaller version of my wife is going to make my life harder for the next 6 to 12 months.
Okay, so which one do you want to settle for?
That's just it. I'll be honest with you.
What's the better option if you're playing the long game?
I've been thinking about this all week. I don't know which situation is a worse situation.
Mm.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF to all of you girl dads out here that know, tragically, exactly what I am describing right now. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Although you are the less feminine in the room, you are the only woman we have here.
This is true.
I ask you, what would you do?
It's hard for me to relate to your daughter in this moment because I wanted nothing to do with my parents at 15. Like, yes, I would love to go with a friend to this game and not have mom and dad there. Like, I was dying for some independence at 15. So it's amazing that she wants you there. I will say, if you're worried about the ammunition, you're using this against you in the future. She is always going to have ammunition against you, whether you go to this game or not. It's going to be something else. She already maybe has something else ready to go. So I don't think you're going to avoid that by going to the game.
Okay, but here's the thing. You're right. This ammunition is legitimate ammunition in my head.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, like, you care more about football and fun.
She's always going to have an argument. It's something you ignored, something you didn't go to. Something you did as a dad that ruined her life.
Tommy, what are you doing here?
You've made yourself too available to her. You have.
Too much consistency.
To your daughter. You have bent over backwards. You've killed yourself for this kid. And she knows. And so you've spoiled her.
With my attention?
Yes.
With being a dad. You're describing being a father.
I understand that, but you went above and beyond.
I don't think that I did.
You don't tell her no. Even when you say no, you end up showing up.
I'm out of this one.
You did a good job. And now it's by you. Now you're going to have to
look at the spin. Look at how he's trying to spin it.
You did a good job. But,
you did a good job.
You spoiled him. You spoiled him, Pat.
Because you're always available. So she just demands it. And, you know.
Have you missed a game?
Who cares?
I'm asking. I mean,
this year only for work. And it was, I think, one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, is that a guarantee I'm going to be there every week for you?
I'm going to look my daughter in the face and say that.
My father would, man.
Yeah.
Look
how you turned out.
Let's see.
Here's what you say. Don't you think your mother and I deserve a break?
No.
You put it back in her. Say it to her.
Don't say that.
At some point,
we need a break from you, kid. You're annoying.
Yeah.
You're annoying us with all your activities that we signed you up for.
Not that, but enough's enough.
Enough's enough?
Telling you.
Why do I ever ask you opinions on anything?
By the way, you see one hockey game, you've seen them all.
All right. So here's
and you're ruining my retirement. Use all these. I can write them down for you.
Here's the thing. What? I see both sides here. Again, about a month ago, my brother and I realized the Bills-Cleveland game. We have an opportunity to go to this game. We looked at tickets. They're super cheap. There was no hockey game for my daughter that weekend. Everything worked out. We booked the trip. We paid for the hotel. My wife is coming. My sister-in-law is coming. Our childhood friend and his fiance are coming. It's going to be the time of our lives. And my wife went ahead, as she loves to do, and she booked all this fun stuff to do, made plans in Cleveland on Saturday. And
the fact she found fun stuff to do in Cleveland's amazing.
I'm not going to argue about Cleveland. You know
I love Cleveland, too, but it is Cleveland.
A week ago, my daughter's hockey team schedules a state qualifier game on Saturday in Buffalo at 11 o'clock.
And by the way, do they have to have one of these qualifying games every weekend?
Now, yes.
How many state championships? We've only got one state.
My wife asked my daughter, tells me, ask her if she wants you to go. I asked my daughter, she goes, no, I don't even care if you go. But the way she said it, she wants me.
Yeah.
But my wife heard no. So now I'm stuck between these two women, and they fight with me the same way, and I'm going to pay for this.
I got an idea.
What do you got?
Blame it on Uncle Ryan.
No, because Uncle Ryan will throw me under the bus immediately, because Uncle Ryan has
Uncle
already... Uncle Ryan
doesn't want to go to the game, so he really wants to get to Cleveland.
Uncle Ryan has already said we would be happy to stay for game in Buffalo.
What a bend over.
And he would say it right to my daughter's face just to F me, man. I'm telling you, he would look her in the face and be like,
we would love to go, but your dad said.
All right, so here's the thing. I see both sides, and the point you made is valid earlier.
Right?
My wife is right. They play 60 games. I rarely miss any. We planned all this before the game popped up. If this was any generation before this one, there would not even be a debate here.
Oh, no kidding.
But on the other hand, this game is important to my daughter, and God forbid she has some great game that I'm not there to share with her. And there's one thing that gives me pause. A couple of years ago, the Bills had a playoff game, and my daughter had a hockey tournament in Oswego.
Okay.
And she was younger.
Yeah.
And my plan was go to the tournament in Oswego, run to Orchard Park. It was a primetime game. Go to the game, make it back for the rest of the tournament, and then the schedule in the tournament works out. They win games where I'd miss one of her games doing that.
Yeah.
And I decided to stay for Stella, and she got her first ever hat trick.
Wow.
And she scored the game-winning goal, and it put them in the championship.
Amazing.
And if I would have missed that, I would have been devastated, and she would have been upset, and it would have ruined my life.
Yeah.
So I will say this. Part of me thinks I should go to Cleveland and skip this hockey game because I want to make my wife happy. And my wife has to sacrifice a lot for the kids.
Yeah, and by the way, you're going to be with your wife when these kids are out of the house, you're with your wife a long time.
But if my daughter goes and plays balls out and I am not there to watch it, I will be very hurt.
You think he'll regret that forever?
It depends on what happens. But the other part of it is if I stay to watch this game and she doesn't back check or play hard in the quarters, I'm going to be pissed.
Sure.
I will be pissed.
Yeah, you will.
So, like, I would have
You're only going to be pissed.
I would have to have a discussion with Stella. Like, look, if I'm coming to this game, you better not.
Okay.
Do not make me regret.
Don't disappoint me, child.
All right, we have a ton of Instagram messages coming in. Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us. Dom writes us, I have two daughters. At the end of the day, my wife ranks first. Some instances, you can't be their friend. But you have a leg up. Your wife agreed. So anytime your daughter tries to throw it in your face, you can come back and say, your mother said blah, 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 blah. That is such a BS argument. Because my wife will find a way to make it look like it was my idea.
Oh.
You know how this goes.
Yeah, you'll be left standing alone.
You know how this goes, yes. Right? Kelly writes us, let's get a female perspective, Duffy and WCMF. You sleep with one easy decision. No, it's not. Shut up.
No, but it kind of goes back to my statement that you are going to be with your wife way longer than your daughter.
Does it also look bad to your daughter if you're like, I know mom wants to do this, but we're going to do this, because that's what our dads would have done.
Well, but Nana put
Dad's got the final say.
Nana, my wife, she put the decision in my hands.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right? The decision has been put in my hands, but I know the decision I am supposed to make in my wife's
Because I'm pretty
eyes.
Sure there are a few tournaments my mother would have loved to skip, and she would have let me skip it too. But my dad's like, nope, you made a commitment. Got to be out there.
I had no idea when we had two girls.
Yeah.
Because my girls right now are 13 and 15 years old. That there would be multiple situations where I would be balancing the feelings of all three women in my family at the same time.
It's impossible.
Knowing that I'm going to disappoint someone and having to choose who.
They're going to score on you. It's a 3-on-1 break.
It is. It's not fair.
No, it's not.
The only testosterone I have in my house are my dogs, and both of their balls have been cut off.
I hear they're going to Cleveland.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to another girl dad.
Okay.
Ben's on CMF. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Good to hear from you.
So you said Stella's 15, right?
She is 15, yes.
Yes. What if she doesn't want to play hockey next year and this is the last game she plays?
I don't think, well, she's got another like 30 games for the rest of the year.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm like, what if this is like one of the last games?
All right, so you're saying that
enjoy it while you can.
So I have to go to this game because it's a limited time thing for my daughter playing sports.
Yes, she's old. I mean, the odds, I'm just playing the odds here. Not saying this is what's going to happen to Stella.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, but Ben has never traveled out of state.
What if she doesn't get like a scholarship or something like that to play at like RIT or somewhere else, and she only gets to play these last few years of hockey, and this is like she gets a Gordie Howe hat trick.
I get where you're coming from. So if it was you, but here's the thing, and Ben, I mean this with all due respect. I mean, you don't have a wife to worry about right now, and I don't mean that as a slight. I get why you would come down on this with the kids.
Enjoy the peace.
Because your kids are the most important thing in the world to you right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you're wrong.
I took a half day the other month because my younger daughter got her first Student of the Month award.
Oh.
I don't know how many more of those she's going to get. And
I mean, she already fought through the genetics of it. I mean, it's pretty impressive, Ben.
This is true.
All right, Ben, thanks for the cut.
Yeah, so for me personally, I'm going to try and go to all of the things for my kids, you know, if it's possible.
Okay. Ben, thanks.
And in this case, you should go.
All right, Ben, thanks for the call, buddy.
It's overkill. You're doing overkill.
I love this. Write this down for when his grandkids have stuff to do. And he has to cancel stuff that he and his wife.
I ain't canceling crap.
My ass.
And when if I get there, the boy better be at top form.
Courtney writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. She says, I'm not a girl dad, but a girl of a dad who didn't show up for the big game. Go to the game. And what's your wife going to be mad about? You being a good dad? Yes. Yes, she will.
Yes,
she will do that. Meanwhile, another woman, Vanessa, writes us on Instagram. You have to go to Cleveland. Yes, your kids are important, but your wife's relationship is more important.
Yes.
This is a weekend for you to spend time together. When do you ever get time together without your kids? Very rarely.
Right.
But here's the other thing. Like, I'm just going to get stupid drunk in Cleveland with my brother and his wife and my wife and my Tyler buddy.
That's what a vacation is, to relax and unwind and forget about things for a little bit. And what better place than lovely Cleveland in the wintertime?
Cleveland! I love Cleveland. I like Cleveland. Look, all of Bills Mafia, if you've never done a road game before, again, tickets are super cheap.
All right.
If you want to dip your toes in the Lake Erie road game experience, go to this game next Sunday. All right. Should we?
Right.
I got five people on hold, and I want to talk to everybody, but we're running out of time. All right, I'm going to put two in here. I want to talk to a lady.
Yeah,
right?
I think it's a better input.
All right, let's talk to Jennifer. She's on CMF. Hey, Jennifer, what's going on?
Hey, how are you?
Better.
I have a perspective. I have two girls and a boy and a husband, a boy, and we've been married for 26 years. So my thought is you have to teach those kids that your wife is important. And so in the long run, they are important too, but there's other ways to watch the game. It might be something where they have a link and you can watch a bit of the game while you're in Cleveland. You also have options of having like a grandparent or a family member go, so she still has the support, but you also are teaching them that she is important. Your wife is important as they are, but you made a commitment to your wife many years ago and she needs to still know that she is the love of your life.
There you go.
I like it.
That's it.
I like it, Jennifer.
Done and done.
Okay. All right. So tell my daughters there is a woman that is more important to me than they are.
No, but she's saying, but she showed.
It's not more important.
It is. It is more important than Jennifer.
But she's the head of household.
You're teaching them that when they get a man in their life, that man is going to cherish them.
She's not wrong.
Go get a man. Leave me alone.
All right, so let me ask you a question then, Jennifer. Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
In a hypothetical situation, God forbid, my house is on fire, and I can save my wife or my daughter, who do I save?
What is that?
Well, no, because the argument is she's the love of your life.
It's like some kind of Sophie's Choice.
I mean, that's exactly what it is. Yes, no, but I mean, like, the argument is easy when it's like it's a football game.
Life or death.
But when you say, like,
no.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Jennifer.
Life or death, it is the daughter because your wife would choose her every day.
Oh.
except
Jennifer
for this one.
Jennifer says all the right things.
She chooses her every day except for this one when we have activities in Cleveland to do.
No, and she's not choosing your daughter. She's choosing you.
No, all right. Jennifer, you make good points. I just know that I'm in trouble no matter what happens. So thank you for the call. I really appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. I'm going to take one more call.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the choice.
All right.
On hold, we have a Rusty, we have a Jody, and we have a Mark. We know I don't want Mark.
I'm really torn between Jody and Rusty. I like both of those names.
Right. Yeah. Who do we want, Jody or Rusty?
I think we got to go with the chick.
Okay. I don't know. Is it a female Jody?
Yeah. Okay. I hope so.
All right. 252W. It could have been Jody Gage, Amherst legend, giving advice.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
But it's not. It's a female Jody. All right. 252WCMF. Again, a trip to Cleveland with my wife or my daughter's hockey game next Saturday. Jody, you got the last word. How's it going?
All right. I don't know if you're going to be happy you chose me.
Okay. Well, great. Thank you.
So I have a couple things to say. I was the youngest of four. My parents are still married. I'll be 40 next month. They've been together 46 years. My dad, I will tell you, is the best dad in the world. No matter, there's nobody that could ever compare.
He is
miserable. And there were times that we had to take a backseat to our mom. But listen, your daughter's going to grow up to be an adult someday. And then you're going to try to use this as ammunition against her. You're going to say, well, I remember a game when I chose that over your mother. And I guarantee, as an adult, your daughter is going to look at you and say, you never should have done that.
Oh.
As a child, she is different. But you're helping to form her and how she sees things and what is fair and what is not. And in her mind now, she might say, yeah, I really want my dad there. But as an adult, I still carry things that I regret that I took my... I had to take one parent away from the other for things that I did as a child. But I only did what I thought wasn't right in my mind as a child.
Okay. Okay. You're not... I don't know where you're coming down here, Jody, because you kind of played both sides.
She's saying choose your wife.
Okay, so yeah. I should choose my wife in this
one. Yes, I am absolutely saying choose your wife. Your daughter might use it as ammunition against you now, but trust me, you'll end up using it if you go to her game and don't go to Cleveland. There will come a time when your daughter is an adult.
Oh, it'll be the rest day. It'll be the next 6 months. Every day, I'll be like, hey, remember when I went to your game instead of going to Cleveland?
No, she's saying she'll understand the decision as an adult.
I understand. Being
a dad, you know, that's all we've got as kids. We don't pay the bills.
How's Rusty on the other line? You still there?
We're packing it all the time. And, of course, we want to pull your heartstrings because we got you right where we want you.
All right, Jody.
But, oh, can I say one more thing?
Sure.
If you miss the game and your daughter plays the game of her life, I can understand you would regret missing that, but also that would show you you have done a good job in helping her through to be her best and play her best without you there.
Oh, no, she'll do it just to spite me. You don't know my daughter.
Well,
daughter,
maybe that works then.
She will do it just to spite me. Be like, yeah, look at the game I'm playing. You're right.
That's great. But that's great. Let her have that.
Okay, Jody.
I'm serious.
Jody,
let her have the ammunition.
Jody, thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day. Bye, Jody. I'm flashing back to my house. And another thing. All right. Everybody on hold.
All right.
But by the way, we learned. Everybody seems to be siding with my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it seems like.
All right. Damn it. This, like.
Right.
I feel like you're. This is. You may think you're a little bit more important than you are. That's what you're saying. Just saying.
Ooh, I didn't see that
she
one coming.
She needs me there.
I can tell she wants me there.
Okay, she might, but she might get over it faster than you think.
Just because, okay, again, it's not about her getting over it.
Oh, even man, if it's kind of nice having not having dad here to tell me all the things I did wrong
just
after
skate.
The game.
All you got
to
do is skate.
This kettlebell.
Skate! But you better backcheck. All right, let's take a break. Your safety.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Key is the most important thing in the world.
Absolutely.
But sometimes it can feel like saving some kind of material thing. It's not worth the pain, right? Let me try that again.
Let him have it.
Okay. That's how you should think. That's how you should think. We don't know what the plan was here.
Yeah.
Although, according to the story, that is not what went down. And it leads to a question that maybe we should all be asking ourselves, because in every situation we discuss about money, we always say everyone has a price.
Mm-hmm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Last Thursday night, City of Rochester.
What happened?
East Main and University. Story on 10NBC. Says a 35-year-old man walked into an unknown business around 9 p.m., grabbed a tip jar, and took off running.
All right.
But it turns out this would not be as easy an escape as he thought.
What happened?
Well, the owner of the business took off running after him.
Wasn't having it.
And after about a block, police say the business owner caught up to the thief.
Damn.
So that coward of a criminal just gave up that tip jar, right?
I'm guessing not.
Did wrong. Not. You're wrong, Kenny, wrong. Police say, when the owner confronted the man who stole the tip jar, he started punching him multiple times.
They all tend to do that.
When the police arrived on the scene, they say the business owner had multiple upper body injuries. The good news, he is expected to be okay.
All right.
By the way, the jar thief was not done with just the business owner.
Oh.
They say he also started fighting the cops when they got there.
So they were still fighting when the cops got there.
Yes, that's what it sounds like.
Oh, okay. God damn, man. This is a long fight.
Unless the cops saw what was happening and stopped.
Yeah.
Somebody nearby.
So the alleged tip jar thief, is also accused of hitting a cop in the upper body, which sent him to the hospital for a little while.
Okay.
The good news there, the cop is expected to recover, and they got the tip jar back.
All right.
The bad news, it sounds like the owner got his ass kicked a little bit to get it.
Yeah.
Do you think it crossed the mind of the business owner that there could be an ass kicking coming when he took off running?
I'm guessing not, right? He thought he had him.
Yeah, but I don't know what his plan was, because obviously the guy wasn't just going to be like, oh, you know what? Here you go.
Okay.
Because there was going to be some type of confrontation in this whole thing.
I do think there are a lot of people, based on how we've described criminals in the past,
that think they're just going to hand it over.
They're just a bunch of cowards. As soon as you can find them, you look them in the face and you say, hey!
Yeah.
Hey! They just fold.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you could have let the guy go.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have taken this borderline ass kick in this as evidence of the story. And look, I feel bad for the guy. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I get why he did what he did. But, you know, we've said on the show 1,000 times not to involve yourself in crime.
Yeah.
Even when you are it's just money. It's
right.
Replaceable. Let me ask this question.
Why is that?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We don't know how much money was in that tip jar. But there is an amount of money where people may start to understand why he did what he did. How much money are you willing to take an ass-kicking
from? Oh, okay.
252-WCMF, 252-92.
Because I'm guessing if it's a tip jar, it's just going to be loose change and dollar bills. And it, how much could it be?
Maybe. I mean, let's say there's a couple.
50 to 100, I would guess, max.
Let's say there's a couple $100 in the tip jar. There's one of these tip jars.
They never empty it out.
$200.
Yeah. Let's say there's $200 in the tip jar.
Yeah.
Is that enough money for you to get your ass kicked?
No. I've had my ass kicked many times. It was never fun.
No, I mean, there was that.
And if somebody said, hey, man, there's $200 at the end of this ass kicking, I ain't taking it.
By the way, back when you were getting your ass kicked,
yeah,
you would have taken $200.
Well, because you could go buy a new Cadillac for that kind of money.
And let's not forget, I mean, you've gotten your ass kicked in several different ways and severely. Like, there was that one time you peed your pants.
I got pistol whipped. A little different. Well, I've also been kicked by a big working dude with steel-toed boots on.
Ouch.
Which is one of my favorite Jason Aldean songs.
How's that go?
I've been kicked by a big working dude with steel-toed boots. Try that in a small town. Oh, he did. Ouch.
I've also been beat up with the back of my head hurt worse than my face.
And you got nothing out of it.
Well, my back of my head was hitting a dumpster. So, yes.
It's a terrible way to talk about your mother.
It's not. I was fighting my mother.
No, your head hit your mother, the dumpster. Okay. But you forgot a word in front of dumpster.
No, I would not take. It was not worth $200,
okay,
man.
All right.
And by the way, I can't think of a dollar amount where I'd get my ass beat.
There is a number. I want you to think for a second.
There may be something else here too, because if he's the owner of the business, what are the odds that those tips were for him?
Okay, but then
because if you're fighting for your employees, I think there's a different reason to chase down those tips.
Is that more honorable?
I don't know. I guess, if that was my boss, I'd be like, wow, he's doing that for us, right?
I mean, you're right.
He took it for his crew.
You would blindly follow a boss for the rest of your career.
How do you argue that?
Yeah, if he was willing to take an ass kicking to make sure that you had the money that you rightfully earned.
We don't know, I guess, if that money was for him or not.
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. With this story of this thief allegedly taking a tip jar last Thursday night, 35 years old, from a business on East Main and University. Again, the business owner runs out of the shop after him, catches him after about a block, and the guy who stole the tip jar started beating him up.
Yeah.
Police caught him. The tip jar thief, alleged tip jar thief, also started fighting the cops, but one of the cops in the hospital. Everyone is expected to be okay, which is good. But the question we are asking, how much money for an ass kicking? All right, we're caught up on the tip jar. Let's take the tip jar
off. Let's do it. All right.
Everybody has a number.
All right.
If I told you, I will give you X amount of dollars, but you need to get beat up, how much would you have to take?
Just beat up.
What this guy did, got hit in the face a couple of times.
Well, I mean, the recovery takes a while, man.
Yeah, especially for you.
Yes.
But although the good news about you is you're so ugly, no one would know you'd been hit in the face multiple times.
Jokes that are pulling off of 490, folks.
You just called me the king of the doofuses.
50G.
$50,000? You're not worth a $50,000.
Well, you asked me what I want.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
we
high.
Asked him to put a number on it.
I was waiting to hear $1,000.
I
take an ass kicking.
Get my face pounded? Yeah. I'm going to lose teeth?
I mean, that your hospital bill might be.
All right, let's say hospital bill irrelevant.
Let's say you lose a tooth.
Yeah.
That's going to cost you $5,000 at the day.
And a lot of discomfort.
Not for Pat, because you never replaced him.
It's true.
It's true. I'm looking at you.
You can't see the one I'm missing. It's in the back.
Every time you open your goddamn mouth.
Let's say that the medical bills are already all covered. Okay. Whatever money goes in your pocket is straight
time
cash
at
profit.
The hospital.
All right. I'll adjust that.
All right. What's the number?
$45,000.
$45,000. Kimmy, what is your number?
I've never had my ass kicked. I have taken an elbow to the face by accident playing sports.
Okay.
I've been headbutt accidentally playing sports. That hurt. So I can't imagine what getting punched in the face feels like.
And beat up. Not just punched. Beat up.
It's not fun.
Yeah. So I don't know if there is a number. I think I'm too scared to get beat up, not knowing what it feels
like. There isn't. Kimmy, everyone's got a number.
It would have to be life-changing money.
To get punched a couple of times?
Is it a couple times? How beat up am I getting?
Let's say in this situation, it said the man had upper body injuries from being hit several times.
He went to the hospital.
Well, yes, he did go. No. The cop went to the hospital. This guy just went back to work.
All right, so it's not enough to maybe go to the hospital?
No hospital
visit.
You're going to get punched in the face four times, four clean shots.
God damn, man.
How much money?
I don't know. I want a down payment on a house.
You guys are ridiculous.
No, you ass.
And here's,
yeah. I don't think I could walk into it. No, let's say I knew I was going to get a couple thousand bucks. I think I'm chickening out before it all goes down. I don't think that's enough motivation for me to get my ass kicked.
Like I've been assaulted by multiple women, right? Almost run over, as we've talked about.
Yes.
Two, even with those assaults I had from grown-ass men, one of the worst stings I remember was getting open face slapped at a Perkins when I had a mouthful of patty melt.
Which is my second favorite Jason Aldean song, open mouth slapped at a Perkins with a mouthful of patty melt.
Like, I didn't see it coming, man.
Try that in a small Perkins.
I mean, she came up from under the table, like where her hand was, and slammed my face. Like, I saw legitimate
stars
and my vision went blurry.
Ooh.
And I was choking on that delicious, delicious patty melt.
We were so close.
Mm. I know.
You know what? Here's what I find interesting.
What's that?
I get Kimmy's take. It's the fear of the unknown.
Sure.
She's never been in a fight, so a down payment on a house, as silly as that sounds, I get it. I totally understand that take. You, on the other hand, illustrate two very different types of men.
What's that?
Because, like you, I have also had my ass kicked on multiple occasions.
Yeah, but you did it in boxing with gloves.
No, I've also had my ass kicked with gloves off.
Okay, but you were in a kid's fight. You're a young guy.
No, late teens, early 20s.
But there's a difference between getting in a high school fight and getting in fight with adults that want something.
I have been punched by grown men.
I can see it.
Without a glove. Here's what I'm getting at.
I see the dents.
Here's what
your face looks like a New York City cab. So the cab has a better grill.
That's how I was elected king of the doofuses, Kevin. I agree with you that getting beat up sucks.
Yes,
and getting punched hurts really, really bad.
It does.
But the difference between you and I think this is a big difference between two types of men.
Right.
I am willing to go through that pain knowing what it is to get paid because I've had it before and I've moved forward. You are such a pansy that even though you've survived every punch in the face you've ever had, oh, no, I need $50,000.
Yes.
I need $50,000 to go through that kind of pain.
Why leave the money on the table?
Because nobody's going to give you $50,000. I would give you $1,000 to punch you in the face right now. Right? One clean shot. Pa! I'll cut you a check right now. I'll Venmo you a grand.
First of all, cash only.
You know, what bothers me the most about this story.
What's that?
Because, again, look, I understand this man immediately reacting and going after the money. Mm. And to Kimmy's point, this is a tip jar maybe for everyone in the business, so it is honorable that you are maybe trying to save the funds that these other people that work for you earn. As much as it sucks that this guy got beat up a little bit,
yeah.
It could have been so much worse. So much worse.
Well, obviously, yes.
Like, I mean, let's say this guy has a knife on him.
Or a gun or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like now you're getting stuck or now you're getting shot. And for what?
Yeah.
$50, $75 in a glass jar? Yeah. Right? Like,
and by the way, that change has got to be all over the street if you're fighting with that jar. Like,
yeah, good point.
It's probably all over the place
good
and
point.
It's night.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If I got punched, I'm getting out my phone light and I'm picking up every dime off the floor.
Sure.
David writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. He says, I'd fight someone for $60. And I'm looking at David. He looks like he'd fight someone for $60.
He looks like $60?
He looks like $60. Prince of the doofuses, from what I understand. Clark writes us, I went to college in Akron, Ohio. A homeless guy in the parking garage told my RA, resident assistant, that he could beat his ass for $10. That he would, for $10, he would let him beat him up.
For $10.
$10. Well, he's homeless, right? It's a desperate situation.
I guess.
All right, 252 WCMF. Is this the same Rusty from before? Is Tommy going to get his wish?
Oh, Rusty's back?
Yeah, I guess Rusty's back.
Right.
Now we're going to get a story about getting punched from Rusty. He's on CMF. Hey, Russ, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how are y'all?
Good. What's up, man?
Oh, goodness. I'm up mending fences and feeding horses, but I thought I'd chat about getting hit in the face and learning to tell about it.
Okay, please go on, Rusty.
So I would totally take a hit to the face. Kimmy and Tommy need to step up a little bit. And
yeah.
No, I'm good.
You said you take a hit. What's your number, Rusty?
Yeah.
Like, what's the minimum number?
Oh, $20.
$20?
All right, the bar's
you
lower.
You psycho? Yeah.
Kimmy said a couple thousand, and I was like, what in the world?
I don't want to get beat up, Rusty. Simple as that.
All right, hold on. Now, Rusty, how old are you?
I am almost 40.
Almost 40. You're a grown man for $20. Okay.
When was the last time you've been hit in the face?
Probably a couple years back.
Is that 5 or 20? What's a couple?
Yeah.
No, I would say probably 6.
Okay, 6 years. Okay. And why did you get punched in the face 6 years ago?
Because I said something stupid.
Rusty, look, as a man who got punched in the face 6 years ago, you know this because we're around the same age, all right?
Yes.
All right, I still go to the boxing gym. And I have learned as I get older, my ability to take a punch has gone down significantly.
I could not agree more.
Okay, so then why are you only taking $20 to get punched in the face, Rusty?
Because it's a point of pride.
What's the pride part?
Being able to take a shot?
You just stand there and get a hit.
But I didn't lose the argument either. So.
Well, I would argue you
but
did.
But you even admitted you said something stupid. That's why you got punched in the face. Does that mean you won the argument?
They backed down, though. And but they punched I said something stupid, but they were wrong in the first place.
Rusty. So
he got punched, but they backed down.
They backed out after they punched him.
Because they left.
Right in the face. Rusty is the worst call we've ever made. But thank you for the call, buddy.
I'm sorry.
Get back to the horses and the fences.
World's dumbest Rusty.
I will.
Which is a tough title to hold.
Yes, it is.
Because I don't think there are too many Rusties that are graduating from Harvard.
No. There's no Professor Rusty.
All right. Let's take a break.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Bills, Patriots, 1 o'clock live Sunday right here on 96.5 WCMF, the biggest game of the season thus far.
Oh, yeah.
And if you want to watch the game,
Yeah, it'd be great.
You can do it with now the most popular member of the break room, even though he's only here for 20 minutes a week.
And the heater?
And he's been mailing it.
The oscillating heater?
Well, actually, that was Ryan's nickname in high school. Ryan Duffy from the break room here will be at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai. Delicious food, fantastic drink. There is a Christmas sweater contest. A
lot of fun.
All the details there. You can call the restaurant. They'll take care of prizes to give away, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So go hang out with Ryan at the Bill Gray's Tap Room on Sunday with your friends from 96.5 WCMF. I'm going to give you this warning, and then I'm going to shut up.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
I told you earlier today, I'll tell you again.
Go ahead.
The Bills and Patriots played earlier this year.
Right.
Right? And because of that, you may feel like you have an advantage.
You say put that aside.
Both of these teams.
Park that.
As far as who's healthy and who's not.
Shelf it.
Are very different.
Put it in a box. Even lock it up.
Kimmy, forget I warned about him. It. I warned him.
Yep.
I warned him. With that,
mm-hmm.
Let's do the damn
You've
thing.
You've been warned.
Because there are some football experts who will tell you what you want to hear. But.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
Over under.
Okay, over under. Okay, good.
1/2 a touchdown for former Bills wide receiver Stephon Diggs.
Oh.
For the big game he had against the Bills the first week, he has cooled off. He's only gone over 50 yards receiving once in the last 6 weeks. He does not have a touchdown in the last 3 games he's played. But we saw what this meant to him when he came back to Orchard Park in October.
Sure.
Which, sidebar, is very funny. He forces his way out of Buffalo and then acts like a victim the entire time he's back in Buffalo.
Mm.
Oh, I'm going to use this motivation when they gave me exactly what I wanted. All right, just so you know, Tommy, Stephon Diggs has played 3 games against the Bills in his career.
Yeah.
He has never scored a touchdown.
Really?
Never.
Wow.
So that could mean they find a way to keep him out of the end zone.
Yeah.
Or that means he's due. Tommy?
Yeah.
Over, under, 1/2 a touchdown for Stephon
Diggs. This is a tough one because I like him. I like his lifestyle, I like his attitude, and I think he's cool.
Can I time out and
ask
you
a smooth.
Can I ask you a question?
Diggs fan.
Whether or not you like him should not factor in at all to
but
how
I'm a
he
human
is going
being,
well, but it's always going to.
I'm a human being. And sometimes, you know, you just think, you know, the emotions do get into the
so
game.
Don't let
going
that
with
happen.
Your gut here is what you're saying.
Gut or what I think of the kid?
I would say go with your boobs because there's way more there that could help influence you because you got a big old rack. Big old man rack. You were saying, I'm sorry.
I, though, say, based on some of the information I'm hearing, I'm going to take the under on that. Oh. I do like the
hold
kid.
On. Hold on.
Okay. I do like the kid, okay. But I'm hearing some information. I'm taking it all in. I'm kind of mixing around, and my conclusion is I think he will not.
Before you make your final decision.
That is my final decision.
Granted, yesterday we told you that the Bills are getting healthier. Yesterday, out of nowhere, the best corner maybe in the AFC, Christian Benford.
Savior of last weekend's game.
The last two.
Yeah.
He was in a walking boot, and we don't know what that means for Sunday.
That could be jive. That could be
no,
total McDermott.
You can't jive that way.
I can put on
no,
a
you
shoe.
Can't. You
I
would
can't.
Be
I can't. What,
you
the NFL tells me what shoe I can wear?
You'd be fined at like $500,000 and it would cost you in traffic. No, it has happened in the past.
I don't like your shoe. Okay. You pay $1,000 for that shoe.
To be clear.
Perfect clear.
You are under
1/2
a touchdown for Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I like the kid.
I don't care. Frankly, I don't care.
He's cool.
Our second pick. Over under.
Is there a parrot in here?
It's Woody the Woodpecker.
She doesn't know who that is.
I do, too.
You don't know who Woody the Woodpecker
is? I do, too.
He's one of the top woodpeckers.
Over, under, 2.5 touchdown passes for Josh Allen. Josh had one of the best games of his career last week. 4 total touchdowns, 3 of them through the air.
Mm.
In his last game against New England, he had 2 touchdown passes. And he has had 3 or more touchdown pass games. Hold on. Let me back up and do that again. 3 touchdown pass games against the Patriots are not as common for Josh as you'd think. He has not done it since their first matchup of 2023. So this will be about 3 seasons, 2.5 seasons, since he has had over 2.5 touchdowns against the Patriots. 6 full games. And so you know, in 13 games so far this year,
yes,
Josh has thrown over 2.5 touchdown passes 3 times.
Okay.
Three times. And to be clear, I want to be clear.
Well, let's be clear.
We are talking about passes. We are not talking about total touchdowns. We are talking about touchdown passes. Why are you checking dude's prostates right now? Why are you doing a pantomime prostate check? Now you're squeezing his nipples. And we know they're not Kimmy's husband's nipples because he was doing it big.
Yeah. It was just a big dials.
His nipples are tiny.
Yeah, Josh. Yeah.
No, it's Kimmy's husband. All right. Over under.
No, he has puny nipples.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, Josh has big man nipples.
We've never seen Josh's nipples.
I don't think we've ever seen Josh shirtless. Have you? What have you been Googling?
Just dreams, I guess.
Over under. 2.5 touchdown passes for Josh Allen.
I say the boy be peeking.
The boy be peeking.
Boy's peeking.
Yeah?
He's looking good.
Okay.
I'm going to take the over on that.
Two of his.
Motivated Josh.
Tommy, what are you saying?
Two of his three touchdown passes last week came on had to have it fourth downs. They may not be playing that kind of game against the Patriots this week. Right. I'm just saying, like, you know, any other game, if they weren't behind the way they were or wanted to put a dagger into the Bengals, they're kicking field goals there, and Josh is throwing for one touchdown pass and running for one touchdown. Mm. He hasn't had a three touchdown game in six games, the last six games against the Patriots.
I understand. Okay. But I was told, you know, them old games? You put them back there.
Yeah.
It's all new team.
Uh-huh.
All new formations.
No, it's not what I said.
If we're going to move forward, folks.
None of this.
This is a new team and a new direction. With a forward pass.
So to be clear, you are over 2.5 touchdown passes for Josh Allen. Tommy tells it like it is, Patriots edition here on a Football Friday on CMF. He is under 0.5 touchdown catch for Stephon Diggs. He is over 2.5 touchdown passes for Josh Allen. Our third pick.
What we got?
Over under.
Ringo.
250 yards passing for Patriots quarterback Drake May. Here is a didn't expect it stat for you.
What's the May stat?
Patriots quarterback Drake May has never had a game against Buffalo where he threw for less than 250 yards.
Oh.
He has always thrown for over 250 yards. And here's the thing. It is a little misleading. He's only played two games. But the first matchup he played last season, 261 through the air.
Yeah.
The game earlier this year he played, 273 through the air.
Yeah.
His numbers look great in the last nine games, but they have been against bad teams.
Yeah.
And some argue the Bills' defensive backfield isn't good. They'll point to Joe Burrow in the day he had last week. Mm-hmm. Four touchdown passes
but
himself.
But is this kid as good as Joe Burrow?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, look, we just
Burrow's the man. Josh Allen said he's the best quarterback in the league.
Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. Again. Yes, yes.
Because he's a man. Joe the man.
I would again bring up Christian Benford in the walking boot, but we're not going to get into shoes. Here's the thing.
Right.
Drake May is a second-year quarterback. The pressure is on now, and this game means more than anything.
But he's a rookie.
Yeah, I mean, this game, they could get they could seal the deal with the AFC, like their division, and get the shirts and the hats and all that. So that's what they're playing for right here, too.
Patriots
talking
win.
About pressure.
They clinch the AFC.
Yeah.
If they lose, you got to go into Baltimore and get a win.
Burn them shirts.
Look.
Yeah.
We are going to see if this kid and Drake May getting all of the praise can step up when the lights are the brightest or if he's going to wilt over under 250 yards passing for Patriots quarterback Drake May.
Well, you brought up those last two games, right?
He's never thrown for under 250.
And what I was told, forget about them two games.
Okay.
Games do not matter because these are all two new teams.
Fresh slate.
Drastically different teams are going to be on this field from what you saw earlier in the season. What I was told. So those stats are irrelevant. We got to look forward, Patrick. I will take the under.
Ooh.
They're going to get after Drakesy.
Drakesy. You know what?
It's Drakesy.
An even weirder stat. I don't know why he's just doing birds now.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you sound.
An even weirder stat?
Yeah. What's that?
Drake May has never thrown for under 250 yards against the Bills. He's never thrown for 300 yards in his career.
So he's never hit the 300.
He's never hit a 300 mark, but he's never thrown for under 250 against Buffalo. What? That's weird.
This kid's milquetoast.
Okay, so to be clear.
To be clear, milquetoast Drake May.
Under 250 yards passing for Patriots quarterback Drake May. Can I do a quick sidebar? Have you seen those t-shirts they're selling that dudes in Boston are wearing right now?
No.
Gay for May?
No. I've not seen them.
I mean, I hate the Patriots, but that's a pretty damn funny t-shirt. Funny. And then they also have other ones. He doesn't have a nickname. So it says Drake May. May.
How does Drake May not have a nickname?
I don't know. What are you going to call him?
I don't know. May Day. So I don't know.
Yeah, there's some stuff you think you could do with May. Okay. Work that in there.
Drake also.
We're going with Gay for May. That's what
all
we're going
with.
All right. All I've heard for the last 3 months,
yeah, what do you
two
mean?
And a half months, is how much better the Patriots are than the Bills.
Yeah.
How the Bills' reign is over, how the lights are out, how the Patriots cannot be stopped. Mm-hmm. Vegas disagrees. The Bills are currently 1.5-point favorites on the road against a team that beat them 2 months ago and has won 9 straight games.
Damn. Yes. Okay, so that tells you something right there where the big money's going.
Tommy?
Yeah.
Well, no, that doesn't mean anything.
That's where you follow
that does not mean what that means.
Big money is moving towards the Bills.
Tommy, do the Bills beat the Patriots? And if so, is it by 2 or more points?
Ooh.
Oh, no.
I mean, I think the Bills are going to beat the Patriots. I think based on my picks.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Right?
Yeah. So the direction this seems to be going.
I would take it that direction. Now, yeah. I guess now we're looking, can we farther afield?
Yeah.
I'm going to put those other games behind us. I don't care. I was told the matter, new team, new direction. So I'm going to say.
I'm not looking at
you. It's a point difference?
Point and a half. It would have to be 2 points.
I think they could muster up a few more points than that.
If it's a 1-point win, which these games do get close against New England. No, they do.
Pat, the margin.
No, because I know
so...
what you're going to say. If the Bills win by one, you're going to be like, hey, get count. I want to be clear. It's got to be 2 or more.
Well, I think they will cover this game.
Okay, good. So they win and they cover.
I think they, yeah.
Don't.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. Don't do it.
Because I'm
don't stop talking right now.
So the experts have said that this New England
words.
Team is a fraud.
I do think they're
fraud. They are a paper tiger. They don't, yes. They're not what they seem
to
be.
It's also a divisional game.
Oh, I know.
What experts are you referring to?
Oh, the experts I've been hearing.
Well, because a second ago I heard I'm not an expert. Yeah. I'm king of the doofuses.
The doofus experts.
The doofi.
Yes. Doofi.
I lead the doofi.
I think they're going to handle them pretty good.
So that means.
Well, maybe it wasn't me.
I'm asking. Just say it, stupid.
I'm thinking we may be seeing a goddamn New England blowout, buddy. A blowout.
Wait,
a 10-pointer. I think we might be seeing a 10-pointer.
Foxborough Blue.
Oh, my God.
How did you not come up
Tom
with that?
Tom Brady is going to be rolling over in his grave when he sees this.
He may be dead based on how his face looks. They may just be using
his just went too far.
Like, Jesus Christ, man.
He is very emaciated.
He looks awful. All right. So to recap all of Tommy's picks.
Yeah, let's do this.
Are you clapping for yourself?
Yes,
what are you, a toddler?
Somebody's got to do it.
All right, let's do this, guys.
I went to the potty.
Somebody has to cheer for me.
Tommy is under 0.5 touchdown for former Bills wide receiver Stephon Diggs. He is over 2.5 touchdown passes for quarterback Josh Allen. He is under 250 yards passing for Patriots quarterback Drake May. He has the Bills winning. He has them covering the 2, and he has them winning in a blue.
Yep.
So that'll do.
All right. I think that wraps it up.
Just after 9 o'clock.
Let's put a bow on that little pickaroo.
After 9, Danger from 95.7 The Fan.
Yeah.
Ryan Duffy from the That's What Duffalo Podcast.
Wait, Ryan Duffy?
I threw you off. I did it backwards on purpose. You know what to do. They will be here after
Not 9 o'clock. Not so fast, buddy. I say at the end of this game, I think the Bills do handle them.
Okay.
I think you're right. I think the Patriots are a fraud. They suck.
You've never
they
have
been
that.
Playing a
You've
bunch
been
of chumps.
To me all
they, have,
life.
They have not beaten
Shut
anybody
up.
Where the goddamn,
Shut Shut
at the
up.
End of the game, Mr. Emotional is going to have a meltdown on the sideline.
Who's Mr. Emotional this week?
My guy. Stephon Diggs, you know he's very emotional.
Yeah.
He's going to have a meltdown.
What's
on
a meltdown?
Oh, you're going to see it. Helmets screaming at
people. Oh, he's going to slam his helmet?
He's going to be a drama queen on that sidelines at the end of the game.
But that's all the time.
No. This is going to be ugly.
By the way, no, he
this
wouldn't.
Be, yeah.
Even if the Patriots lose this game, if they win out, they win the division.
I mean,
it's not over yet.
Still in a
he's
good
not going
to
like what happened. He's not going to be getting the ball. He's going to be a little drama queen. It's going to be over for him.
So your bonus pick is a Stephon Diggs meltdown on the sideline.
Total meltdown. Because let me tell you something, this team's a fraud. They've been lying the whole time.
You have argued with me about
They're
this.
They're going to get pantsed on semi-national TV.
By the way, very misogynistic take because Kimmy's been arguing the opposite, and you just took
about
what
pants?
Kimmy's been arguing the Patriots are not frauds, that the Bills losing to them proves that they are contenders, and you have not listened to a word Kimmy said.
I listened to Kimmy just as much as I listened to you.
Apparently not because you went with.
And this is my good ear.
Danger and Ryan, okay. Just after 9 o'clock to recap Tommy's picks here in the break room on CMF.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.